The next agreement tactic to focus on is the agreement habit. Now, the agreement habit is based on a principle called going first. What I mean by going first is, as a hypnotist, you create realities for other people to jump into and share with you. Now, it's very difficult to get someone to buy into a reality that you yourself don't believe in yet, because all of your subcommunication will be contrary to what I mean. I'll give you an example of this. Let's say you want to motivate someone, get someone excited about a particular event, but you yourself happen to be depressed. Do you think that it's going to be easy to get that person motivated? Probably not. Why? Because our own state, our own internal actions, will affect other people as well. Likewise, in the agreement habit, you want to be leading the way first. You want to be leading the way that other people can follow, so that it sets the pattern that they will respond to as well. The tactic is actually very simple. Inside your mind and externally in your behavior, begin agreeing with the other person. Now, initially it may be whatever they say, but we want to refine that a little bit more. We can wait till the exercise section to actually build the skill itself one piece at a time. But the actual principle is to do with positive reinforcement and extinction. Now, think of the way that you interact with someone as putting energy into them. Anytime you put energy into something, it actually begins to grow. It's like growing, watering a plant. Now, the thing that people don't realize is that even negative energy can sometimes continue to make something grow. So sometimes criticism will actually continue to accentuate the very behavior being criticized, and therefore can become very counterproductive. That's not always the case, but it's the case far too often. Now, solution to this, and this is the agreement habit, is what's called positive reinforcement. You actually, let's say that someone is presenting information to you, is talking about a certain topic, and you only agree with half of what they're saying. Well, the agreement habit, all you're going to do is actually provide some kind of stimulus, some kind of agreement, whenever they say something you actually agree with. Let's say they give you a list of six things. Let's say they think that people are good, are kind, are clever. They also think that people can steal too much, are untrustworthy, and are lazy. Now, when they present the things that you agree with, for example, that they're good, that they're kind, you may actually find yourself agreeing with them, saying, yes, I agree. Simple as that. Or smiling and nodding as they go along. Now, the key is this. When they begin to introduce information that you disagree with, that they steal too much, or they're untrustworthy, at that point, you do nothing. You don't criticize it, you don't frown, you don't have an emotional reaction to it. You almost pretend it never was said at all. What this tends to do over time is it builds through positive reinforcement by watering only the positive things that you begin to agree with. It makes them actually say more of those things, and it casually and very unconsciously cuts out all the things for you to disagree with. Now, the principle goes beyond that because it's a very, very powerful way to get people to actually continue to agree with you, because all that they are consciously registering is agreement. And remember, agreement is what sends the critical factor to sleep. So you're making a lot of things happen at the same time. They're beginning to unconsciously only present information that you're agreeing with. The critical factor goes to sleep. It sets a pattern of agreement that they begin to follow. So it's a very, very powerful tactic. How do I actually get into that? Well, wait for the exercise section to actually give you some exercises to build this very important skill.